Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday at noon, live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today we've got broker owner Andy Hardy joining us. Stick around.
Andy was born and raised in Kokomo, Indiana. He's a 2000 graduate of Northwestern School. He attended Purdue University and Olivet Nazarene University with a bachelor's degree in business. Andy's been married to his wife, Jamie, for 11 years. He has three children, Gracie, who's 8, Caleb is 5, and Trey is 2. Andy started his real estate career with the Hardy Group in the fall of 2006 and took over the company in 2022. Interesting fact about Andy is that he's a quadruplet and he got his first gray hair in the 7th grade. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, 7th grade, really. I knew that you told me you got it when it was young, but I didn't know it was the 7th grade. That is early.
Yeah, I wanted to have a picture. I couldn't find a business card from like 2006. Yeah. And now it is night and day different.
Is it really?
When you start, so in 2006, were you gray then, all gray, or just lighter?
I mean, the honest answer is I was probably coloring my hair a little bit. Still young, single. That probably bothered me a tad back then. And eventually I got over it. It helped me in my real estate career in my 20s and early 30s. So I had that thick, curly hair.
Now, did your dad have gray hair?
He had dark hair, and then he's pretty much all white now too.
But I mean, when he was younger.
Oh no, actually my mom.
Oh.
But you would never know it.
Yeah. I think hair is like hereditary from your mother's father. I think it's your grandfather on your mother's side or something like that.
Yeah. Huh. Which is interesting. My mom's grandfather, Roy, was in real estate he's a realtor and appraiser here in Kokomo too.
Really? What was his name?
Roy Bergman.
Roy Bergman, before my time.
Yeah, before you guys.
Right. That's awesome. Well, look, I get it with the gray, man. I don't know what happened to my beard, but like 2 years ago, it's solid white. It's not even gray. I try to use the word gray. People say white. And now I keep it really, really thin. But and I was like you. I was dying it for so long, like just keeping it darker, that when I stopped dying it one day, it was just suddenly white. And I was like, holy cow. Yeah. And I still don't know how I feel about it. It still bothers me.
I think it was good.
Yeah, but when I grow it out, then I'm like, man, I just look older. It makes me look older than I am. So I don't know. What are you going to do?
Right.
It's part of life. Well, hey, what's it like? What was it like growing up as a quadruplet?
Different. Yeah. So my answer is it was normal. It's the only thing I knew, right? Like, I didn't know any different. We have an older sister, Sarah. She's 3 years older than us. And then Kyle, Amy, and Katie, Kyle and I play. We shared a room. The girls shared a room. All four of us shared a bathroom. Survived that. Kyle and I played football, basketball, baseball from the time we were 4 until we graduated high school. So there's always something going on. I think we learned respect as a younger person, because we always had to share things. Yeah. We could never get away with anything, especially with my sisters. Always go tell my mom and dad. But it was a lot of fun. Kyle and I just loved sports and did everything together. Kind of had the same friends, always hung out with the same people. So never a dull moment in the Hardy household growing up.
Yeah, bad.
I don't really feel like I know any of your siblings very well. Like, I've met them all over the years here and there, but.
Yeah, so Katie, she's a vet here in town, at Jefferson Animal Hospital, married, has two adopted kids, like mm-hmm. Jamie and I, two of our kids are adopted. And Amy's a speech pathologist, married to Travis. She was at I still call it St. Joe
Hospital. Right, yeah.
And now she's in the Kokomo school system. She has three boys. Kyle was an architect. I kind of call him big time now. He is a senior project manager for IU Health across the whole state of Indiana. So he runs pretty much all their projects and oversees them. Married to Candace, who's from Kokomo. They have three kids. And then older sister Sarah, she's an estate attorney at Church and Hiddle, Noblesville Fishers. Their claim to fame is they represented Western High School back in the Ryan White ordeal. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my family in a nutshell there.
That's good. Yeah. Impressive.
What a training for the world. So they're all doing well, pretty successful in their careers and growing their families.
That is good. Yeah, because it's the same thing. So I'll step up and say that because Ryan and I met him, but we've met your siblings and your parents. And it's just, it all stems back down from your mom and dad, right? But they're so legitimate and just down to earth. And that's what you are. And your siblings, when we meet them and talk to them, they're just all super friendly. Like you said, y'all probably just grew up and got that respect because so many people living together.
Right. And I don't know, like, I'm so grateful for my parents. I tell people God showed us a lot of favor. I don't know how we got lucky because there's people in this community state world that just, their parents just don't love them the way they should, right?
And right.
We got dealt a great hand of cards and some other people did it, and we're just forever grateful for them.
And you guys give back too a lot. So that's the other part, right? You're just like at that same point trying to help out. And so it's all good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've instilled values and principles and generosity into us. And they're some of the best people in the entire world. I'm biased, but they are.
I've heard you say it before. I know, so I know you believe it.
Yeah.
So then, so like for you, when you were, because like you said, you know, you've been in real estate for some time on it. Was it like when you first got in, was that when you sort of thought like, hey, I want to try to take over a family business, or sort of how did that stem about?
Yeah, you know what? So growing up, I think we all kind of worry about girls' school sports growing up. I knew they were in real estate. Didn't pay attention to it too much. Probably until I started getting into my senior year of high school, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do with my life? Initially, I thought I'd go into like hotel restaurant management, be a manager of a big resort somewhere, golf course community, and then it's just kind of like, yeah, I don't think I want that lifestyle. And then God just put on my heart, hey, I love people. Come back to Kokomo and sell real estate. Probably more so when I transferred to Olivet. Is when I really started thinking about, hey, long term I want to sell real estate, but I wasn't quite ready to come back home. So graduated in 2004 and then worked 2 years in their admissions office recruiting students. Gave me a promotion and I just knew I wasn't going to make a career of it there. I felt like that was the time where God said, hey, time to come back home, and called my parents and said, hey, will you hire me?
Yeah. Did you have to go through the interview process?
Yeah, I did. It was very strange.
That's good. Yeah.
Have some references.
Yeah. So I think to answer your question, I always had it was always a thought, but probably not until my college years that I really fully commit to it.
Right. Well, and it's good, you know, like not all kids take over their family business. Some do, right? But not all do. But that's why, you know, you wonder, like sometimes people go on a different journey, but it's good. We're glad God brought you back into the community too. And that you're, you know, taking over the same realm, keeping that name going on with it. Cause it's been there for years and years.
Yeah. Since what? Well, they bought it from Dick and June Scoggins. If you guys remember that name, back in 1988, I was in first grade, and, back then it was Better Homes and Gardens. And you know, GMAC Real Estate bought them out. Back in 2000, the year I graduated, in 2004, they decided to go independent.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think, cause when we were, Ryan and I, when we were GMAC Mortgage, you guys, that's when you guys were still at one point, still GMAC, the Hardy Group. Yeah. Which had some connections in there with
what we're
doing, but I forgot about that. That's been a minute.
I forgot about the Better Homes and Gardens too, until you said that. See, that goes to show that over a period of time, the name, the Hardy name's taken over the other things that have been in there. So.
Yeah. Now Better Homes and Gardens is actually back. I think they're with maybe Rheology. They kind of on the West Coast somewhat trying to make a comeback. Yeah. With their franchise.
So none of your siblings ever had an inkling to get into real estate?
No, not that I know of. I think maybe right before Katie decided to go back to vet school, I think she might have considered it, but her husband, Mitchell, my brother-in-law, he's a realtor and our closing manager here. So he would be the, I don't know, the next family member in line here. So he's doing a great job here. Agents love him.
Yeah.
He's a Southern gentleman. He's from Georgia. And I've learned he can joke with the agents and get away with a little more than what I can. He's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We like him. Yeah. Good.
Well, tell us a little bit about your guys' office, the services that you offer clients. I mean, obviously you're a real estate company, but what do you guys all encompass there?
Yeah, so we have 39 agents, and so a lot of those agents are like, you got the Key Team and Holly Stone and Brandy Reese and Christy and Chris and Callie and Olivia. So a lot of that's teams, but we just provide service. Our bread and butter is residential, lots and lands. We do some commercial, looking to possibly grow more into that arena, but at times you just got to stay in your lane, right?
Right.
And so we just love providing a service for buyers and sellers, and really just love on them through their journey. And humbly, I'd like to think we've done pretty well at that with consistency over the years. And we just have a great team here. We've got, I just talked to Ryan a little bit before that, three newer agents that we're training right now. And then we got agents like Ray Lockenmeyer that has, I think, been here actually longer than maybe my parents have back in June, and Jenny Beals and Diana Brockman, 35 plus years, agents have been here. So really just provided service. It's not even so much selling, right? Just like with mortgages, is more educating, having a heart of a teacher and heart of a servant to serve people and meet them right where they're at and their needs. And that could be just, hey, I need to know how much my house is worth. I need to sell it. Considering refinancing, what do you think it's worth without getting an appraisal? And just helping first time buyers to be investors. Pretty much everything we can touch, we try to help with.
To work within it. We usually like investments. Do you guys do any type like rental, property management, anything like that?
Yeah. Well, we have, there's Moxie Properties, that more of the Key Team, her and her husband, more Brian, handles that. So that's her animal. I've tried to stay out of that, the property management.
But you can, if somebody needs that, you got to have at least a resource for them to use. Because I think that, well, I know Ryan and I have done loans before for investors like in California, out-of-state investors, because, you know, we live here all the time, and it's still, there's people like our underwriters for Ryan and I, like we've got a couple of them that are in Texas, and they still cannot believe how low our property taxes are in Howard County in Indiana. Every time we do loans, they just say, you know, they're just like confused by it because it's so affordable for us with where they're at. So they purchase these homes, but then they do it for an investment, but that's where they don't want to set here. They need somebody to help take care of it, manage it for them.
Right. And those property tax caps are nice. So yeah, I mean, investors love Kokomo, Indiana, because we're still very, very affordable. Again, Forbes magazine always has us in the top. I usually say top three. I don't know what it is anymore. It could be top five, top 10 cities in America. price per capita for housing. So someone in California that's looking to buy a 2-1 out there, that's $300,000-$400,000, and there's a 2-1 here for $50,000 to $80,000. They're like, yeah, no brainer. Obviously, the rent's not going to be as high, but
right. Certainly so more than it was even a few years ago, though, right?
That rent's jacked up. What's that, Ryan?
Said rent's certainly higher now than even a few years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
We're hearing the pain points from lots of people reaching out that are thinking about buying homes because they're like, man, the rent is getting out of hand. We might as well own.
Yeah, well, even with the interest rates increasing over the last 12 months, again, owning your own home is financially will increase your wealth over and over again long term in your life. So for all you renters out there that are thinking about buying a home, call these guys, get pre-approved.
But you're right, because Ryan said that, and we've had them come, and although rates are higher, like you said, because rent's jumping, and then what they're hearing is a lot of them in the apartment complexes is that they know it's going to start increasing every year now. So their rent's going to keep going up. So that's where they're starting to say, like, hey, I just need to, like, get out of that and get into the home ownership realm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm a believer in home ownership, right? Again, we're probably all biased to that, but I understand why people rent. I mean, if you're not looking to stay here for 2 years, yeah, renting is probably the way to go. I'm never gonna be that guy that says you shouldn't rent. But if you can get pre-approved and you think you're gonna establish yourself here in Kokomo or really whatever city you're gonna live in, there's data that shows you're financially way better off to buy than to rent your entire life.
Yeah, for sure.
Good little segue before Ryan jumps in on anything, because next week Ryan and I are going to do this by ourselves, but we're actually going to do a thing on Indiana housing community development for the down payment assistance, because we're running into some people that are apartment renters and they just don't have the additional assets and they need a little bit of assistance. So that's where we're going to try to say, like, hey, maybe that, you know, if you don't have the down payment, it's available if you qualify.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll definitely listen to that one.
So give us your take on what you kind of forecasting and what you see happening here. As far as new homes hitting the market, the general pace of things, because, you know, look, man, we've all done this for a long time and we've come off a pretty slow patch.
Yeah.
Right. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah. So I think last fall, the market paused a little bit, at least with the inventory grew. So right today in Howard County, we talked about if you're a buyer, there's 72 active homes that you can choose from that aren't pending right now. And I think there's like 114 homes pending, pending or active contingent accepting back. It's the same thing. So the inventory's low, or last fall, I think when the rates increased pretty quick there, we got to about 170, 180 homes you could choose from, which historically is still very, very low. And so we kind of been hovering around the 60s, 70s mark the last couple months. We're April 18th. So usually April, May, June is when people are really going to, if we see a flux in inventory, I think that's when we're going to see it here. But the inventory is still just going to be low. There's nothing I've seen that show that we're going to explode. And just, again, we didn't build homes, for a decade in this country. And let's see, Autumn Woods is one of the newest there on Center Road by the golf course. You got Arbor, I think, up by Judson and Dixon's going to build. You got Arbor there in Webster Crossing. And those are selling, right? So at some point, we're going to need somebody or someone to develop more housing, especially with the battery plant here. I think 2025 at the start, they're going to bring people in. So it's just, I think it's going to be an issue. You guys might be able to talk about rates a little more, but I don't know how much higher they're going to go. I think I've read, so they might go down this back half of the year. Nobody really knows. So if someone tells you they guarantee it, they're lying to you. You can't guarantee anything. over the last, since they've kept track since the 70s, I think the average rate's 7.7%. So we're still well below that. Yeah. It's still a good interest rate to buy. And you buy and sell the market you're in. You can't control it if you try to time it. Some people get lucky, right, and time it well, but that percentage is small. So I think values are going to hold strong. There's not going to be a dip in my opinion. I think rates are going to stay steady. So we just have an inventory issue.
And, you know, we didn't do this to interest rates. All right. People ask me that all the time. Why did you raise the rate? We don't have that kind of power right over here. We did watch them.
All right.
trickle up pretty quick. Like,
and yet you might have had a tear in your eye a little bit.
A few. I mean, you know, we come off of just the lowest rates ever for 2 years, right? And it was just crazy the amount of people that we could have helped with financing for a multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. To now, the only time we talk about a refinance is if somebody, their divorce basically mandates it.
Right.
They're just so much higher than what most people have. But like you said, Andy, they're still historically low. They're not crazy. I think back to my first house, 8.5% FHA mm-hmm. loan. And that's just what the rate was. And I, you know, figured it out. People,
right.
You gotta live somewhere. And like you stated earlier, it's better mm-hmm. off to own. In most cases, it's better off to own. So these interest rates, they're also not permanent. So if you do buy and you lock in a rate that you perceive to be higher than you wanted, yeah, there's a good chance that they'll dip. You know, for those listening that don't understand why they are what they are, it's because the Feds had just continually purposefully done what they could to increase interest rates to slow down buying to right. curb inflation, which is kind of crazy. So we took a hit in the real estate.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I keep track. I got an Excel spreadsheet here going all the way back to January of 19, the average sale price was 105. Last month it was around 160, 161. So last fall, let's see, September, August was 170. So the average coming off a winter market has decreased a tad. But I think with the inventory, we had active homes one last fall, 140, 133, 120. So as the inventory declines here, that price will start coming back up. But again, it's still for Kokomo, Indiana, and its history, it's the values are holding pretty strong here.
It is, isn't it? Because, like, relative speaking, you know, 10 years ago, you could get a house that wasn't, like you said, just from 19 at that average sales price. You take it back to 2015 or something, it was even less than that, I assume, is where we're at on it. So,
yeah. Well, I think the first time you had me on last year, I had a, but 2010 or something, the average sale price was like 77,000
in
our county. It's just, can you imagine? Like,
yeah. And that was a livable house, right? Yeah. And that's what's, yeah.
Yeah, that's average. Wow. Yeah.
That's went up. It's doubled it, more.
Yeah.
Which goes back to your point, Andy, when you tell people that a rent is your key to help move that wealth is your home ownership. Because if you'd have bought a house in 2010 and you're still there, that is doubled your equity that you put in it. So
yeah.
Net wealth is always better just because of that.
Yeah. Again, big I time. Mean, all real estate, I mean, it's, if you look at a graph, it goes up, but you're going to have these dips, but you're still going up long-term. And it's just, it's buy a home.
Well, hey, we are we're happy to have you on the show. We've always enjoyed working with you. You're a good, honest guy. You're a personal friend, both of ours.
Yeah.
We love your office. You've got, you know, I think just looking at the agents that you have today that you had 20 years ago when I started, that says a lot right there.
Yeah, I think it just, again, when we try to love our agents, right? When they're successful, the Hardy Group brand and culture is successful. It speaks a lot from my parents, right? And hopefully I can continue that tradition for many years to come. And We just have, we have great, great people here. Tammy, our secretary, Mitchell. I mean, my parents still have roles here, and just trying to lead here and Kokomo, Indiana, North Central Indiana, right?
So, right.
As always, appreciate you two, what you guys do for our community. I miss you here on Real Estate Row. It's not as much Real Estate Row here on Hoffer, but you guys do a lot, especially for our downtown area and building excitement. Bridges Outreach and Hogging the Block, appreciate you guys. Always helping Travis with that and supporting them. And you guys do great stuff with loans and everything, but you guys do a lot for our community as well. So appreciate that.
We appreciate it. We were going to wrap it up, but keep going.
The best looking lenders in town.
We probably go 10 more minutes with this. Right. We'll have
to cut it off. I'll give you 20 minutes to stop that.
Right. That's awesome. That's good. Well, Andy, thanks. We appreciate, like Ryan said earlier, appreciate your time, your friendship, you yourself, and then the company, the Hardy Group, everything you guys do, and then the partnerships with it. So like Andy said earlier, if you're thinking about it, just put a note in the comment, like, share this with people that are running, and we'll get you in the right hands. Thanks,
Bill. Thanks, Andy, for being on today.
Appreciate you.
All right. So next week, Steve and I are going to be covering down payment assistance. Is it free? Can you really buy a home with no down payment? How do you get yours? All this and more. We'll see you next Tuesday at noon.